The National Mall in Washington, D.C. is lined with monuments to past wars. At one end, the black granite wall of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial bears thousands of names of the dead. In the middle, a memorial to World War II veterans is under construction. In between, the Korean War Veterans Memorial marks those battles of the 1950s. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visited that site.
It was a perfect day for a war. Gentle breeze, blue skies, bright sunshine, no 50-mile-an-hour sandstorms, no surprise attacks or unexpected fire. On the National Mall, 19 men in helmets, boots, and ponchos patrol a triangular-shaped patch of dark pebbles and low brush, on the alert forever now to memorialize veterans of the Korean War. Stainless steel men, larger than life-size, their bodies tense, faces wary and weary, exhausted around the eyes. Frank Gaylord created the statues to mark the years, 1950 to 1953, in which U.S. and U.N. forces fought against North Korea. The mall was quiet. Empty tour buses sat at the foot of the nearby Lincoln Memorial, but not many tourists. A few school kids on class trips, a family with soft southern accents. The eldest there aiming his cane at a mistake. One of the steel men's rifles points at the man in front of him on patrol. "You never carry the M1 so it points at your buddy," he says, and shakes his head. Someone eats a burger until a park ranger makes her stop. Someone hugs his girl. The 19 patrollers are gray in the strong sunlight, colorless and frozen, while bright dabs of tourists walk around inspecting them. Turn away for a moment to see if the cherry trees at the tidal basin are anywhere near blooming. Turn back, and it's a jolt. They're still there, those men, still edging forward, alert and guarded. The jolt, like stabs of recognition on an ordinary afternoon, that as we stroll or stand in line for coffee or wait for the copying machine to clear, real troops are tense and endangered, a long way from here. On the mall, a visitor feels safe and uneasy at the same time. One price of power, superpower, is vigilance and death. Hate this war or endorse it. The price is the same. And as always, there are men and women willing to pay it. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
There's a collection of commentaries, war diary entries, and personal essays broadcast during NPR's war coverage at npr.org.